interested in knowing where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout the Treasure Coast? Then you've found the right show. The Treasure Coast Insider with host Anna Valencia Tillery from White Glove Moving and Storage. Also, be sure to check out our past shows and live links online at treasurecoastinsider.us. Now, here's your happy hostess with the mostest, Anna Valencia Tillery. Take it away, girl.
Well, hi there, friends. 2023 January is coming to a close. And that means that our annual tradition of Garden Fest awaits in just 1 week. I have my co-chairs in the studio with me today as we get ready to converse about this 21st annual weekend-long experience that, I tell you what, is really something that residents and visitors alike look forward to like clockwork. And before we delve into some of the details, I do quickly want to give a shout out to True Color Salon and Spa, the largest salon in all the Treasure Coast, headquartered right here off of Old Dixie in Vero Beach, across from Christie's Family Fitness. 100% customer satisfaction guarantee. They have stylists for all hair types and budgets, and a variety of services, not just hair. There's waxing, there's massage, there's skincare, there's nails, there's so much. And a little bit of shopping to boot while you're processing. What fun is that? So at True Color Salon and Spa, they are award-winning, and they would love to be your new salon home. They offer some refreshing beverages while you're getting pampered, and it's a great experience. I just had a girlfriend go and do a 80-minute deep tissue massage. She said she felt like a new person and already booked her next one before leaving. So you owe that to yourself, because let's face it, 2023 is already in full speed, and it's the little things that make a big difference. All right, now, Garden Fest is one of those events where I feel like you can come and you feel zen, even though there's lots of other people alongside you. Here in the studio, Karen Vatlin and Barbara Russell, these ladies have been at the helm for a while and are not slowing down because people crave this. Karen, tell me a little bit about Garden Fest.
Okay, it has been around. This will be our 21st year. And Barbara's been a chairman longer than me, but we've both been involved for 21 years.
Since its conception.
Since its conception.
I love it.
And it grows. We get different vendors every year.
Fun.
You know, we have some that don't come. Then Barbara and I search all over. We search all over the state at different things. And they come from as far as Indiana to be a vendor in our event.
Wow. Now, one of the things that I've always thought was special about Garden Fest is that rain or shine, you have a slew of very dedicated gardeners, plant lovers, flower aficionados ready to go with their wagons in tow promptly at 9 a.m. both days. I mean, it's quite
the following.
They're
breaking. If we had gates, they'd be breaking down the gates.
For sure. For sure.
For sure.
So, okay, so Saturday, Sunday, February 4th and 5th, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday. 9 to 4 Sunday. Mm-hmm. And this is a labor of love put on by
the Garden Club of Indian River County that has been here since 1928.
Really?
Mm-hmm. We're the oldest organization in the Cultural Council.
I did not know that.
Yes, special.
Very special.
I think there are about 240 of us who belong, male and female. Yes, predominantly female, but guys are welcome. We're always looking for the men.
Right? To do all the heavy lifting, gentlemen.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Men like to garden.
They do. Like to garden. I know quite a few good gardeners.
Yeah.
I have a gentleman that's a neighbor of mine, and he is very passionate about his roses.
Ooh.
Very passionate.
You have to be to make them grow good here.
Yeah.
You better be passionate.
Mm-hmm. Now, the Garden Club itself has a beautiful facility here in town, and it's quite clear how well you all are skilled to be able to take care of that whole property. Every time you walk by it, it's pristine.
We have a native gardener on the north side, and people say, oh, I want to know what a native garden looks like. Oh, well, come to the Garden Club, and on the north side of the, you know, park, well, on the south side of the parking lot, but the north side of the building, you can see our native garden.
We run into people who don't know where we are, but we have to tell them, we're behind the Red Cross or we're behind the Italian American Club, but we're the other half of the block.
We're in the block. Yes. Yeah.
I mean, and you can tell it because we've got the beautiful trees.
You do, and that beautiful little walking path, and it's so sweet back there. Yeah. Okay, so now we have a lot of listeners that are always coming and going, and I can say I've been with White Glove now. I've just completed my 10th year, starting my 11th year. Thank you.
Yay.
Love my White Glove moving team. But 10, 11 years ago, folks were a lot more seasonal then. You could really feel the shift in traffic, in the businesses come April, May. And now post-COVID, I feel like people are more year-round. And a lot of these folks are looking for more hobby opportunities, volunteer opportunities. And so with having 200 plus members at the Garden Club currently for Indian River County, mm-hmm. the fact is you would always happily accept more.
Oh,
correct?
Happily, yes. Happily.
And if you're a seasonal person, we still have room for you. We don't function formally 12 months out of the year. We function from September through May. And if you're missing a couple of months, that's okay too.
Yeah.
And we'll find plenty of things for them to do.
Especially if you want to learn about Florida, Indian River County, gardening.
Exactly.
That's where you need to be.
And so if someone's listening and they do want to get a little bit more information, do they just Google Indian River Garden Club? And
Garden Club mm-hmm. of Indian River County. Okay.
And if they can't remember that, just Google Garden Fest and it'll take them there too.
Ah, perfect.
Take it away, Karen.
Yeah, yeah, Garden Fest. Take it away, huh?
What's the phone number?
Oh, 772-567-4602. We're at 2526 17th Avenue. That's our home base. But Garden Fest is at Riverside.
That's right.
Riverside Park.
Don't go to the wrong place.
Yeah.
Go to Riverside Park.
Right. So now that we know how folks can get a little bit more involved if they are excited and passionate about mm-hmm. gardening, one of the events that really does require a lot of volunteers is, in fact, Garden Fest, which is next week. And I think that you ladies couldn't be any cuter each and every year with all your coordinating aprons
and
your
hats.
And hats with flower accents and embroidered names. I mean, it's just darling. So how many of you does it take to put this on, would you say? I mean, when you're functioning, because you have people driving carts, helping people in and out. You have to coordinate your volunteers.
Our volunteer coordinators, it's about 125 volunteer shifts. Yeah,
that's incredible.
I mean, some people work more than one.
Sure.
And that's not counting all the planning and all these chairmen that do it all beforehand.
Right.
And after, too.
Yeah, because then we got to close all that out.
Yes.
And make sure that those vendors are happy and hopefully we'll come back
and
again next week.
We clean that park better than when we get the park.
Isn't that wonderful?
Remember when you were a little Girl Scout, you were supposed to leave it cleaner than you found it?
Sure do.
We do, don't we, City?
Yeah, right? That's why they happily say yes every year. You come on back, ladies. Garden Club, you just come on back. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about what one can experience if they've never been to Garden Fest. How much does it cost to get in?
Free.
What?
Free admission, free parking, if you can find parking. I'd go Saturday afternoon or Sunday. Saturday morning is really all of the avid. I got to get the special plant.
Yes.
Or the special something. They're there Saturday morning at 9 o'clock, breaking down the doors.
You yes, identified that. You really can walk out to the entrance, and people that you know who are absolutely fanatics, and there they are, just waiting.
And they know, they expect their favorites to be in the same spot.
They're in the same spot. We do not move them.
Right.
Unless for some reason we have to.
Because they're like, wait, what do you mean they're not around the second bend to the left by the tree?
In our years of doing this, that's one of the first things we learned. You do not move your vendors.
Right.
And people really, how the human mind can do business with somebody once and a year later come back and find them. Immediately.
In a park.
It's amazing.
It must have been a good experience.
You know, in a park. Yeah. That's the hard thing. The most wonderful thing to me is Friday when the vendors are coming in.
Yes.
When the park transitions from a park to Garden Fest.
Yes.
It's just amazing.
It is. And this is going to be, if I'm not mistaken, my 10th year on site at Garden Fest.
Yes, you are. I bet you're in that sponsor.
Uh-huh. I bet you're in that tent that says white glove on the front of it, right?
Yes, that would be the one.
Same spot.
Yeah. People say, so, you know, why are you at Garden Fest? I said, what better way to meet people than at Garden Fest and let them know that I have men with muscle to help with all the heavy lifting.
That's I know right. You have mm-hmm. actually done plant deliveries.
And indeed, we have.
So if you go and buy yourself a couple of palm trees, people, go see Anna, and
no,
they can
those big
move,
ones.
They can move the trees.
That's right. We are happy to do that. But in addition, it really is just a great way to get to know some of the local neighbors, if you will, because they want to come and chat. And
the vendors want you to come in, talk to them, ask questions. You know, they're happy to do that.
No one's in a
there
rush at Garden Fest, which I really enjoy.
Yeah.
It's very leisurely. And to that point, you could even enjoy a nice lunch.
Yeah. And we also say, bring your wagons. So you see a lot of kids in wagons, you know.
Yeah.
But bring your wagons because it's easier to carry your purchases in a wagon.
For sure.
And we have the Boys and Girls Clubs there, but we only have so many wagons, like 10.
Uh-huh.
You know, so you're better off if you bring your own wagon to take your purchases.
And those new collapsible wagons, kind of the canvas ones that you see parents using on the sidelines of sports.
Yeah.
Work real well at Garden Fest too.
Yeah. They can hold everything that you really need. And if you have to double back, you do. And like you said, what a fun collaboration for the Garden Club of Indian River County to team up with the Boys and Girls Clubs and have these kids get this great outdoor experience.
Oh, I love it.
And interact with folks and learn a little bit about, well, where would you plant this? And is it full size? You know, I hear them engage with the people that they're walking with and with their wagon. And that's always just kind of fun. It's cute.
Yeah. And it's good for these. It really gives these kids good self-esteem.
It really does.
It really does.
So because it's all day, who is our lunch vendor?
Oh, Wilkie's 14 Bones Barbecue. If you haven't been there on US 1, you can come to Garden Fest and try it out.
They have it down to a science.
Oh, yes.
What they're able to do with the volume of people coming through.
We have Kona Ice and popcorn.
Perfect.
Two. You know, if you don't really want to eat, you just want a
little snack, a little refreshing iced beverage kind of thing. I get you.
But you know, if you have trouble and you say to yourself, but I've got so many purchases, I can't go eat, we have something called plant holding, a free service. You go over and you give them your plants, smaller ones, and they'll hold on to them. They'll give you a little tag for them to be able to claim it later.
Yeah.
And then you can go shop some more and go have lunch and then come back. And the Boys and Girls Club would then help you take all of your wonderful purchases out. But
it's like plant valet.
Yes. Yes.
Wonderful.
Yes.
Now, let's also touch on the fact that this is a fundraising effort for the club. So you do host a pretty epic raffle each and every year.
Oh, yeah. Go for it, Barbara.
Oh, okay. We learned the hard way. We started out with single items and then... This is such a generous community.
Everybody
is giving us all this. So we make collections. Now we have 7 collections, which contain many items, a lot of foods, a lot of nails, a lot of car washes, a lot of all sorts of fun things.
Fishing trips.
Fishing trips.
Fishing charters.
And in the program, when folks come in, they'll all be given a program. And you can find all the details as to what's in the various collections.
Yes, and you win. If you win, you get that whole collection.
Ooh.
Everything that's
things.
In it.
Yes.
And just so many great local businesses stepping up to help make it something worthwhile where a lot of people say, I'm willing to give a few bucks for these raffle tickets. That sounds like fun.
Yeah.
Now, one of the things that I think is even cooler is the annual ornament that is put out here in our community this year.
This year, it's Garden Fest.
That's amazing.
It was our 20th anniversary, 2022. And so it's the 20th anniversary collectible ornament, very collectible.
I'm so getting one.
And it will be sold at Garden Fest. We have at the raffle tent, when you come in, we sell the ornament and the aprons. If you really must have a Garden Fest apron, they're there too.
That is
those
raffle
wonderful
tickets.
Green aprons, right? That has the great big garden fest flower on its chest.
It is a great apron. Need to have one of those. Yes, I didn't even know that the aprons were for sale before. Yeah. See what we happen to learn when we engage in conversation.
And they're adjustable, male or female.
Look at that. My husband would look great in one.
Oh, I'm sure.
You know what's also really fun is as a vendor each year, that Sunday morning breakfast, all of your incredibly talented and very good baking members put together a beautiful breakfast for the vendors. And the vendors talk about it all year. Yes.
And they go, why don't we do this Saturday and Sunday? And we go, no.
Yeah.
Sunday morning.
It's special.
We'll give you breath. It's very special.
It's like why you can't do Christmas twice in one year. It's just special once. It's special.
We also include our sponsors at that breakfast. We'll have 8 sponsors in the park. We have 9 this year, but we of that level. We have 8, and you guys will all be invited to that breakfast also.
It's just terrific.
Our vendors tell us that no other show does that sort of thing for them, and they don't rarely do they get the opportunity to talk to their fellow vendors. So for about 45 minutes before the show starts on Sunday morning,
have a cup there of they coffee, are sitting, a casserole.
Oh, yeah. Come on. Having egg casseroles and all sorts of rolls and fruit and all that.
It's terrific. It really is something special. And, of course, as of last year, typically, this would be Super Bowl Sunday, but last year, the NFL pushed back the Super Bowl to the second weekend in February. So it doesn't make for any imposition whatsoever to come out on Sunday.
No excuses, men.
We called the NFL and asked them if they could move
it
back.
That was so good of you, Barbara. That's how committed of a chair she is. She says, listen, let me just call them. I got a request.
You know, something we didn't talk about, we also have youth activities. From about 10 in the morning to 2. So kids can plant things, or I don't know exactly what's in line this year, but we have a tent with just those things, and the kids come and just have a great time.
Both days, Saturday and Sunday.
Whether it's little kids' tattoos or little plants or whatever in it. Very, very popular. And in fact, some people come and that's how they start their day at Garden Fest.
Absolutely. The children, those youngins, they are up early, rearing to go. This is a great way to get them some fresh air and encourage them to nap by 1 or 2.
It's a kid's event. It's a family event.
It's a family event. We really want
everyone to feel welcome.
And to that point, I have seen over the years, again, having been on site as a sponsor on behalf of White Glove Moving and Storage time and time again, so many families, little kids helping to pick out and parents engaging with their children. Like, what would you like in our...
Yeah, what do you want to take home? You'll see them with the succulents, you know.
Small bonsais.
Yep.
I mean...
Or even some of the yard art. You know, there's so many great vendors that you have that have these
statues
cute...
Statues and different things.
Yep. We have 3 birdhouse vendors this year.
Ooh, I love
it. In the past, we've only had 2. We got... They're all
totally
different.
Totally, completely.
Really?
Yeah. Oh,
so if you were a little kid... Get your parents to buy you a birdhouse.
We're just planting seeds. Encourage you to give away bird seed thereafter. Yes, I love it. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you're just tuning in, it is the Treasure Coast Insider, where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout the region. Whether you're in Stewart or you're in the Space Coast, we encourage you to come next weekend to check out Garden Fest 21st Annual, Saturday, Sunday, rain or shine, at the Riverside Park next to the Riverside Theater in Vero Beach, 9 to 5, Saturday, 9 to 4, Sunday. The co-chairs are here with us. We're learning all the behind the scenes stuff. It's a free event, and we look forward to having you out there. Amanda Valencia Tillery, your happy hostess with the Moses. There's more in store. Don't go anywhere.
Don't settle for fancy nails. Get Foxy Nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Is owning a home your goal? With the rising cost of rent, you could be saving a lot of money by owning your own home. At Caliber Home Loans, we can help make homeownership a reality. Meet with us for a free consultation and get on the right path to buy the home of your dreams. For Caliber, home loans is all we do. We use local appraisers and offer a variety of loan options to fit your lifestyle and budget. Call us today, 844-GO-CALIBER, license number CHL15622, Caliber Home Loans, Treasure Coast.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, France, have your hair look its best by going to True Color Salon and Spa. Open 6 days a week, offering evening hours. There's a stylist for every budget and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Discover your true colors. Endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Create your restful retreat and save 50% now on all Tommy Bahama and Lexington Home during our winter sale and President's Day event now through February 28th at Sunshine Furniture. Sophisticated looks with a mix of contemporary, coastal, and Caribbean styles, Tommy Bahama Home offers everything you need for your personal paradise. At Sunshine Furniture, we have the largest selection of in-stock coastal and casual sofas, love seats, chairs, slipcover sofas, bedroom, dining, and occasional furniture from Four Seasons, Capri, Best, Barca Lounger, Hooker, Universal, and more. We're the outdoor furniture experts and have anything you need for your patio or lanai, including a gallery of Lloyd Flanders, Berlin Garden, Woodard, Pollywood, Brown Jordan, Windward, and Kingsley Bay. Sunshine Furniture, 1295 US 1 in Vero Beach, next to Planet Fitness. Family owned and operated since 1991. Visit our website at sunshinefurniturecasual.com and don't forget to visit our outlet and sales store directly across the street.
Sunshine.
It's time to call Easy Brew Coffee and Bottled Water Service and learn just how much you can save and how convenient it is to have your coffee and bottled water delivered right to your home or office. In addition to water coolers, Easy Brew offers individual bottles of water in 8 or 16 ounce bottles. No more lugging it home or dragging it into the office. Serving the Treasure Coast for over two decades, two letters, one simple name, EZ for Easy Brew. Visit e-zbrew.com or call 800-792-3285. Easy Brew.
Revive Vero Beach, located next to Anytime Fitness on Oslo Road and 27th Avenue, has everything you need to look and feel your best, including hormone replacement therapy, stem cell therapy, sexual wellness, weight loss, laser aesthetics, hair, tattoo, and skin spot removal, Botox and fillers, cryotherapy, comprehensive blood work, and everybody's favorite, ozone and IV therapy. Refresh, renew, and revitalize yourself at Revive today. Call 772-492-6607. A member of the iTex trading community, your iTex dollars are welcome.
Are you getting ready to move? Then call White Glove Moving and Storage for peace of mind, knowing our trained team will help with as much or as little as you need done. With a crew of 50 and a fleet of 15, our A-plus rated, award-winning company provides local and nationwide moving along with climate and humidity-controlled storage, date flexibility, and affordability. When you want it done right, choose White Glove. Visit us online at whiteglovesa.com or call 866-GLOVE-10 for your complimentary survey today.
Welcome back, everyone. Anna Valencia Tillery, your happy hostess with the mostest. Treasure Coast Insider, shout out to Foxy Nails. Two locations, one in the Fresh Market Plaza in Vero, the second off of Seaway Drive in Fort Pierce, Hutchinson Island. Open 7 days a week, true nail artists. Great pricing. It lasts for weeks on end and truthfully a terrific experience each time you're there. Great networking. You can have a little kids' parties. They get these cute little kids' chairs. Gift cards always available. I love Foxy's and you will too. Caliber Home Loans, where home loans is all that they do. They use local appraisers and they never sell your loan. Caliber Strong, with offices throughout the space and Treasure Coast, award winning and really a tremendous attention to detail. Caliber Home Loans. TreasureCoast.com. Over 80,000 unique views to this website each and every month, and a free calendar. So any event, for profit, not for profit, doesn't matter. You could be highlighting live music for your restaurant or perhaps Garden Fest on February 4th through 5th. You go to treasurecoast.com, you go to the free calendar, upload the information. You can customize it as you wish, and it is there for you to share with these 80,000 unique views. And so it just so happens to be that I have the ladies here in the studio of Garden Fest, Karen Vatlin and Barbara Russell. These ladies have been hard at work and are excited for next week because we have new vendors, new things for folks to see, a new 20th anniversary Christmas ornament collector edition.
Definitely.
Incredible raffle prizes. And I love this event.
It's a nice walk in the park. That's what I tell people. Mm-hmm. Just come, just look, walk around, you know, if you can get away without buying anything, fine, but it's hard to
do. We obviously did something wrong if you can get
right?
out.
Right? I look forward to it every year to get all my fresh herbs for the year, fresh plants. I mean, it's just really
a lot of women
event.
Come on Saturday, and then Sunday they bring their husbands.
Yes. Yes,
you need
to
the
do
heavy
the
lifters.
Lifter. Yeah, I like the strategy. And when you come in, you're going to get a beautiful program that's going to highlight everything that you can expect, as well as terrific community partners that have agreed to sponsor and support this ongoing event. Ladies and gentlemen, check out TC Premier Women's Network, TC Premier Women's Network, for upcoming Women's Only Networking Luncheons, February 7th, 10th, and 15th. Gals, I'm so glad that you were here in the studio. We'll see you next week at Garden Fest.
Thank you, Anna. See you there.
Thank you.